Mission Network News 2-minute version, Monday, March 1st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. As many ministries have called their staff home from Haiti, one organization continues outreach. Tim DeVries of the Bible League says they've established offices run by Haitian nationals. DeVries says as unrest has spread across the island nation, their work continues and needs much prayer, especially since the need for God's word is so great there.
Because many people don't have God's word, it really gets syncretized with other religions, even to the point of voodoo, being mixed in with the Christian faith. Within the last 2 to 3 years now that we opened up the office, we've seen a tremendous change and tremendous opportunity. People are looking for God.
Elsewhere, uneasiness is on the rise as India's parliament elections approach next month. Dave DeGroat of Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan, says the surge of support behind a nationalist movement makes evangelistic work risky, but
we use the local people who are almost always able to find ways around these problems as they crop up. However, this will be another set of big problems again, and they're asking us for prayer, and we in turn do want to pray for them, and we also want to keep empowering them to do their work while there's opportunities.
And mission agencies are watching Sri Lanka's April 2nd election with great interest. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, the Supreme Council of Monks put 260 candidates on the ballot under the National Heritage Party. The monks are promising to give due place to other religions and not threaten them. However, many acts of aggression against Christians in recent months have been organized and led by Buddhist monks. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.